Welcome to the Women Influencers in Business and CRE podcast. I am Veronica Malalas, CCIM, founder and CEO of CapStack Commercial, a commercial real estate company serving the greater Orlando area. For this week's episode, we thought we would compile some of the questions that my guests have asked me on their podcast episode. Here are clips from the episodes of Pinky Yee, Deanna Castro de Leon, and Flavia Caniago. Please don't forget to hit that thumbs up button and subscribe below. I welcome your comments and please share with someone who can benefit from this podcast.
Why are you doing this podcast and what gave you the courage to do it? What pushed you over the edge? What gave you the idea and how do you think you're going to make it happen long term?
The way that I was encouraged was by other women who actually, I am fortunate enough to belong to a group of women who are founders and CEOs of their own companies across the country. And by some serendipity, I was invited to be a part of it. And it's called Power Beacons because we kind of get together at least once every 2 months and we have conversations about success and how we can further women in any kind of industry. And some of them are podcasters. And one of them, actually, Amy Calandrino, is a past CCIM Central Florida district president. And she's young, she's under 40, so she's won a lot of awards and she has a podcast. And so she's about 18 months to 2 years ahead of me as far as podcasting. And she's just so generous with giving me ideas and helping me kind of craft the whole message of this podcast. And it is not easy, you're right, because it is an investment. There is cost to putting a podcast together. I have an editor from England who does such a good job. And by the way, that's Amy's editor. And her podcast, by the way, The Performance Mindset, has really taken off. And she has been invited to be a keynote speaker by the Orlando Business Journal because of her podcast. So she is my role model. And going to what you talked about, learning, right? As a more mature woman, even at the later stage of your life or career, she's much younger than me, but I was so inspired by her. So I did this. And then the second reason is because I have a daughter, well, I have three daughters, but two of them are already married with children, have their own careers. And my daughter, who's 20, just finished her associate degree. She's going to university. And I always think about how, you know, what is it that maybe I could kind of give to her as some kind of inspiration. And I think that when I put together this podcast, I was thinking about how women like you and all the women that are going to be on this podcast, when you tell your story, actually, it gives other women, funny enough, her best friend told me that sometimes she Googles for women podcasts or anything about women success or career, and she can't find any. And truthfully, when I was doing a Google search for women influencers or anything like that, there were very, very few. Maybe a podcast episode here and there from large companies as part of their general podcast, but not as its own podcast. So I committed to it. I'm investing in it. And my hope is that with your story and the rest of the women that are going to be on my podcast, that we at least be able to touch other women who might, for instance, not have finished college like you or me, and say to themselves, wow, I mean, look at Deanna. She's going to be the president, the global president of CCIM, a 56 male-dominated organization around the globe, and she didn't go to college. I think that is like super inspiring. So that would be my answer to that question. And I think that I am blessed to have connected with people like you and a lot of women who are successful in their business and careers, not just in commercial real estate. And by the way, my children ask me, what does CRE mean? It's commercial real estate. Yeah. But I am just blessed to have been connected with a lot of women that I think I can share their story through this podcast. So that would really be the reason why I'm doing this.
What would you say would be the proudest moment of your career as a commercial real estate broker and a leader in the industry?
So that is an easy one, Flavia. My proudest moment would be when I got pinned with my CCIM designation. And I've talked about CCIM quite a bit. As a matter of fact, the last episode that I recorded was with the fourth president-elect of CCIM Institute, fourth female president-elect in a 56-year history of being very male-dominated.
Wow.
And I am so proud of becoming a CCIM because, number one, it is a big accomplishment because the coursework is very tough. You got to prove your commercial real estate experience, and it's really not easy to achieve.
Yeah.
And let me tell you just a quick story. So I was doing a deal. It's a medical office lease deal. And a broker, white male, who was representing the tenant, and I'm the landlord rep, had called and was talking about the deal. And I could tell he was talking down to me. He may not have noticed it, but he was. He was telling me exactly how the deal was going to go. He was telling me exactly what I needed to do. And I just kept quiet and I took it. I took it in. And at the end of that, I said to him, why don't you send me an email so we can document everything that you want to see in the deal? And so he did. And I responded back to him with the CCIM logo and the CCIM right behind my name. And I'll tell you, he never talked that way to me ever again.
Wow. It definitely holds a lot of weight.
It does. And John Crossman, your mentor, is a CCIM as well, proud to be a CCIM. So that would be my proudest moment. It's really helped me as a boutique broker and also female, Asian. It's really helped me kind of get the respect of other brokers in the industry.
Yeah.
So, yes, so that would be my proudest moment.
You know, you're an accomplished woman, a career person who's had so many awards and recognition, accolades left and right, associations who look up to you, and colleagues who take inspiration from what you have done in the past. And so my question, or in the present, so my question is, what legacy would you like to leave behind? You know, like I turned 60 in October, and you turned 60 already?
I turned 60 in March. Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you for the question. I must say that when I turned 60, it was a day of a lot of reflection for me, because obviously I wanted to think about the next 10 to 15 years. Mm-hmm. And to your question, I did ask myself for many days, what is it that I still want to accomplish? And I'd say that the answer is that in my own little way, I want to be able to bring to other people some of the wisdom learned from the challenges that I've had in my life. And this podcast really is one of those attempts to do that, right? Because if I bring a lot of the influential women on my podcast, I think the younger women, or just any woman, is going to find out that all of us have gone through a lot of challenges. For me, I am an immigrant from the Philippines who moved to the United States as a mature adult at 27, and I was going through a very difficult divorce. And it took me a long time to find my way. And I think that sometimes just sharing our stories, not just to our friends and to the public, like we do here in the podcast, but to our own family and our friends, and hopefully that we have become an inspiration to others. And to give them a little bit of strength and encouragement to say, if we've done it, you can do it too. And I think that a lot of times we as people get so lost in the hastiness of life that we forget that we have a way to be able to impart to other people the very important lessons that we've learned ourselves. You know, I tell my kids all the time that there are only two moments in life. The first is a learning moment, and the next is a teaching moment. And sometimes we think to ourselves, and if we just took 1 second to think to ourselves, is this a learning moment for me? You have to be humble enough to do that, right? Or is this a teaching moment? Then you feel, you should feel responsible to be able to say to somebody else or a group of people or to whoever else that we could learn from that. And if there's one thing that I want people to remember me by is that I've lived by that, that I've learned and I've also taught. So that would be my short answer to that.